One of the things of Mishnah Bechulin is the sugi of kutim. So I'd like today to put the sugi of kutim into context. Our sugi is one of the major sugyas to try to determine what is the conclusion of Chazal when it comes to kutim, or to appreciate the position that our sugi has and to understand Gimel and Aleph. We just have to review the background together. So you've already seen that in Malachim, Beis, Perek and Zayin, right? That means the time of Bayis Rishon, and the time of the, when Sancheriv, Gemara says, Sancheriv bo Bilbal Ha'umah. So Navi points out that Sancheriv, Melech Asher, when he was taking over the Mideast, and he took over all of Eretz Yisrael, and he made it till Yerushalayim. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace in response to the tefillas of Chizkiya HaMelech. But one of the strategies of Sancheiriv was to move the nations around. And by doing so, he destabilized nations and he removed them from their, once they were removed from their birthplace, that reduced their sense of nationalism and their ability to maintain their own integrity and actually return back to their homeland. And that was an insight that Sancheiriv had, an insight which the Maharal builds upon and points out the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, that first of all, the concept of motherland and nationhood, that is a bond, and that nations are naturally found in their motherland, and that's and when one is outside of the motherland, then that is a destabilizing force and a natural force for any nation. And the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, that we maintain our integrity even when we were even ill, which is one of the unique aspects of the Jewish people, and one of the philosophically one of the underpinnings of the veracity of the divinity of our mission. But coming back to Sancheiriv, so he had this insight. So he brought these people from the area of Kut into Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbeinu Shalom brought lions to threaten the Kutim. Lions are not indigenous to Eretz Yisrael. So the Kutim realized that there must be something going on from some divine kind of threat, because ever since they came there, they were threatened by this non-indigenous animal. So therefore, they turned to their leadership and they said, can you bring some Kohanim to teach us what we're supposed to be doing? It must be that we're not doing the customs of the land. So the Kohanim came and taught them, and the Navi concludes in Melachim Yitzayin, Melachim Beis Yitzayin, Es Elohim Yireyim Es Eloheyim Obdim. So that's an ambiguous statement. Exactly what was the upshot? We know that they actually did mitzvahs, and they underwent some form of conversion. But that's all we know from the Navi. That is the first piece, the first introduction we have to the Kutim. The next introduction we have to Kutim is in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Ezra reports, then they're called the Shomronim, but Ezra reports that when Koresh, beginning of Ezra, I think it's the first parak still, no, the fourth parak, when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash with the permission of Koresh, So the Shomronim, the Kutim, tried to get in the way. They tried to get in the way in a allegedly helpful manner. That they came to the authorities and they said, we're part of the program over here. So we should be part of the building the second Beis HaMikdash. And when Ezra refused their involvement, so then they began to cause some trouble and seem to delay the second Beis HaMikdash. All right. Then we have in a text, in the Pirkei Avolazer, which is a later text, but the Pirkei Avolazer, we should be able to get it over here. I didn't put this in the Marma Komos. Maybe we should have that one. There are two different versions. We'll take a shot. So the Pergola describes the events of Ezra in greater detail. That when they got in the way of building the second Beis HaMikdash, so Ezra called a national somos and davening, and at the end it says that then Ezra was mach, was menadad the kutim, some kind of chayru, but also vague and not really clear. So that's the beginning of Bayisheni. Then the Gemara says, in the middle of Bayisheni, Gemara Yuma. So Shimon HaTzadik, there was the Kutim began to Ve'esma Chamisha B'Teves. That is declared as one of the days that we should not, one of the good days of the Jews. We don't give Esveir. Yom Shedikshu Kutim Esveis El Lokeno Me Alexandros Mukdom Lahach Rivo V'nosnu Lehem. The Kutim wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Bo v'idiyu is Shimon HaTzadik. They came to Shimon HaTzadik, so we're talking about the end of, towards the, I guess the middle of Bayisheni, the end of the Kuf of the Anshei Knes HaGdola. Ma osa lavash bigdei kahuna v'nisata bigdei kahuna u'mikru Yisrael amoy v'avukai shul or b'yedeyen v'chol alayla halohu mitzazeh v'alohu mitzazeh ad sha'olam reshachar. They come and they meet Antiphras. And they saw Shimon HaTzadik, they were very taken by the picture of Shimon HaTzadik wearing the big day kundula. And he says to them, this is why we come here. Efshar bai shemispalon boy alech of amal chuscha shaloti chored yis orach goyim lachrivay. He said, how could it be that the Kutim are going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and get permission from Alexander? This is a place where we're being mispallel on your behalf. We pray on your behalf. So, Omer Lehem Mihalolo, who are you referring to? Kutim Alolo, Shem Yilfanecha. Omer Lehem Hem Musumi Yadecha. So the Kutim were given over to us. It's like a Purim kind of story. So the Gemara says that Vayu Megdarin and Son Al Kutsein of Bekonim came to Yil HaGerizim, and they came to HaGerizim, so we destroyed the group that were there. Kedera shebikshu la'asayis la'beis el lekenu. So that's in the middle of the... So obviously we didn't get rid of all the kutiyim, but we got rid of an important cluster of kutiyim. And then the next important stage that we are aware of is our Gemara. When we have not learned yet, Kulin Hayim with Beis, the Gemara says, and it's also, this is in the time of Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dina, so it's talking a little bit later. So the Gemara says, Omer Chanan Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dina, Nimnu al Shchitas Kuti ve'os Ruha. That's the Maskon of Ha'asugi. Exactly what is the Psak Din over here? So that's the Machlot Rishon that we'll get to later on. That's what's the Halacha L'Masa. But the Gemara tells that they found them serving in Avodah Zarah. Says Chibsu the Gomru. They found them having some kind of Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara juxtaposes these two events. Exactly, Bum and Aleph. Sorry, that thing would be Bum and Aleph. The very various gederes, the Gemara says, "My time." Amar Nachman Yitzchak, the Mus Yoina Motzulen Bereish Hagrizim, Shayu Oyvden Aisa. They found that there was a picture of a Yonah, not a picture, a model of a Yonah, and they were serving up in a Zohar. Right. So again, this is the we're able to put together from the various sources that we have of the history of the Kutim, beginning with the Malachim Aleph, and then Ezra, and then later on in Bayisheni, when they were continuously being distanced, first in the time of Ezra, Shemnat Tzadik, and then some din over here when they motzu yonim yodim. Now, throughout Shas, there is an ongoing machlokes of how do we categorize the conversion of the geiras of the kutim. The Gemara refers to them, are they called geiri arayos and geiri emes? Geiri emes means the gevaldic conversion, the cross is mutter, and they're the full-fledged geiras. Geiri arayos means that it was a phony geiras. It was done just to get rid of the lions. There are the most explicit presentation of the machlokes is in Kiddushin. There the Gemara says, there's a machlokes tandoim, whether we can marry kutim. So Rabbi Yishmael said he can't marry kutim because geiri arayos, they're not really Jewish. Rabbi Kiva says geiri emes. Nevertheless, even though Rabbi Kiva says geiri emes, but Beloza says they are to be viewed as Sufik. Why Sufik? Shulei Diktiku, because there were many halachas and issues that they didn't observe. So, as a result, exactly what they didn't observe is the machlokes, whether it's an halachas of Ivam, or whether it's an halachas of Arayas. And the Meirah, I think Rabbah says that it was Nisarbu ben Shvachis, that they took leniencies with whom they married, and therefore, it seems that he was unclear whether it was a Takon or a Gzeira, or when a kacha yedin. But that's the clearest presentation we have. Yishmael says Geri Emes, a Geri Aroyas, not Jewish, and therefore we can't marry them at all. And the Tanov and the Mishnah take the view of Yekiva the Geri Emes. However, because of that's the most explicit presentation. There are nevertheless many times in Shas where the Gemara discusses the Shita, and the Gemara will say, oh, that's the Shita of Gerei Emes or Royce. Most of the time, the Gemara points out that the Tanaim held Gerei Emes. So, for example, you have the most familiar to us is probably the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Chesem at base. Whether as the Gemara says that a sukkah of a goy and a sukkah of a kuti is, if it's done, off we did is kosher. So the fact that the sukkah of a kuti is listed with the sukkah of a goy to teach us that the eved, if it's kilchus, so it's okay. So that's the machlekes rishonim as to whether it's telling us that they're gerei emes and the halachas is consistent, or whether they're Gerei Royas in a different way, a different presentation of Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Right, that's not a Machlokes in the Gemara itself. But you have, in, for example, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Pehei says that to beat Chavarton Akuti is the same thing as beating Israel. The Gemara says, oh, they take the view that it's gay, that they are Gerei Emes. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that if a behema of a kuti, behema of Yisrael, damages the behema of a kuti, so then one is potter from paying. If a behema of a kuti damages Yisrael, the Meir says, then the chayv nezek shalom. The Gemara says that this sugya really goes according to Gerei Emes. If it's Gerei Emes, so why shouldn't then there? Then it's regular Babakama. Why is there a din that we're mazik akuti, so then we're potter, and if they're mazik akuti, then they're like shalom. So it was not the Gerei Emes. But Chazal wanted to distance us from the kutim. They were Jewish, but like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, there were all sorts of problems in the Yichus. So Chazal said one way to distance us is to make the rules of commerce different. But there the Gemara identifies that that Mishnah is a Mishnah of Gerei Emes, like the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Gemara in the beginning of the third Perek of Ksuvas says that if a person is Ma'anes, if we're Ma'anes Akuti, then we have to pay Knas. So Machalikas Rishonim, whether that is Kutim Gerei Emes. That's why you pay Knas. It's in the same list as Kuti of an as Ma'anis is in a sin. So that leaves, I think, Tosus to say, no, really that Tana holds Gerei Emes, and for various reasons, and maybe because she's a Kuti of Rashi holds Gerei Emes, and Tosus holds Gerei Emes. But there was, for various reasons, Chazal and Misaki and a Knas. And then, the Gemara Menachos discusses whether if I have grain and a kuti is grain, is the chiyuv of the kuti to give trumas and rice is like my chiyuv? So the Gemara says that's a machlokes to be shor mikiva, whether you hold kuti gerei emes or gerei Yisrael, gerei rois. So again, you have a machlokes, a clear machlokes to be shor mikiva, and a machlokes which comes up numerous times in Shas, the Rashba, and our sugya. Chul and Gimel, what else? So the Rashba. Opens up by saying, "Abaya Samalei Kutim Gerei Emes." That's the assumption of our sugya. The two major issues have to be understood when it comes to the sugya of kutim. One issue is how do we understand what is the machlokes? What are the two tzadim? Gerei emes and gerei aroyes. What are they arguing about? We know the Gemara, the Navi says, "Es Elohim ayu yireyim, v'es Elohim ayu avdim." The next issue is if the preponderance of the Mishnayos say Geirei Emes, so then the fact that they found an Avodah Zarah, what does that mean that we would be Gozer Lehem Kigoyim? And if we say that they were Geirei Arayos, so then again, what is the finding of the Demus Yonah impacted on? Now, the finding of the Demus Yonah would sound like that was an important part of history. Well, that only makes sense if they Geirei Emes. If they Geirei Arayos, it's a goyim anyways. So a goyim with an Avodah Zarah, what does it matter? So it must be that the Chazal at that point had accepted the approach of Geirei Emes. Who's Geirei Emes? So then they're with us, they're us. Can't unravel a Geirus. All right, so the two major Nakudas and we say it again, is a Shas, is as you've seen. The Sugya Kutim is throughout Shas. The Machlekes, Geirei Emes, Geirayos, throughout Shas. To understand what the Machlekes is, I have to figure that out. And then to understand, our Sugya is going to be the Sugya which ultimately, one of the major sugyas and which we have to understand what is the Psak Din of Shas, what is the Psak Din of Chazal. Then there's a further debate amongst the Rishonim whether one bothers to record the Din of Kutim. All right, we'll find that picture. Okay, so that's the second issue we're going to push off till we get to Daf Vav. But the first is you have to understand what is this machlokes kutim geirus geirus. So there, that's also a chulin de gesugya. Why? Because the Tosfos there's a sheet of Tosfos that comes up many places and comes up most clearly in chulin gimel amid beis. This Tosfos, yeah, a short Tosfos. Kasavra kutim geirus geirus. Ushchitos of Sula. If you hold Geirei Arayos, right, that means they're lachoira. That means they're a phony Geirus. That means they never really accepted. They just, when their minds, they figured they're really akutim. They're not Jewish. The gods of the area are angry at them. Let's appease the gods of the area. Whatever it takes to appease them. But in the pagan mind, that doesn't mean then you accept the whole system. You just go as far as you can go to get rid of the local god. Geirei Arayos shchitas psula, k'moy shel oiv de gechavim, mivizavachta, masha ato zeivech ato oichel, k'loimer oisi shehu bar zvicha, lafuk oiv de gechavim. So a goy shechts can be a perfect shchita, but we have a pasuk that if you're not a bar zvicha, you can't do shchita. Va'oichel nevelus lachis. This is one of the sugyas of the mesechta. And if a person is lachis doing averus, what's lachis? Was that as opposed to? As opposed to l'teyavon, right? L'teyavon means that he's nichshol. Because he was taken by a. He was starving, there's no kosher food around, and the only way that he could satiate his hunger, that's the teyobi. The hachis is a shita. Right? So, Oichon the Vels hachis, Mafal Gav, Domer, Say, Perik, Beis. Echon, Geirei Arroyes. Echon, Geirei Chaloymois. Kulom, Geirim, Gemurim. Hayu kishim is gayer legamrei mipachan arroyos. המלכותם לא נסגיו לגמרי. כנסית במלוכם, אז השם הוא יראי, הם מסלוהים ויועבדים. ומאן דאמר גרי אמס, כוסובר דשום נסגיו לגמרי. Tosfos points at Gemara in Yevamos. Yonos Chum Dalet says that a ger who has some kind of outside motivation to become a ger, he's not becoming a ger because he was taken by the emes of Tarbitz. Not that he fell into a Jewish community and fell in love with the Shabbos. He's not coming because he wants to, because he was pulled in, so to speak. He was pushed in. He has an outside motivation. So what's the din when a Jew, when a non-Jew comes and he ends up being a ger, but out of a false motivation? If he ends up that the basin catches onto it and says, all right, so they want to be a geyer, that won't be a question. But they didn't catch it. They didn't catch it. Right? This guy came in and he told them that he read all the books, he's done the research, he's a Yisroi, and he's Mechapes, and he found that M is fine, alright? Rabbanim were very taken. They spent hours and hours and hours teaching him. He does very, very well in all the Bechinos. He's actually doing mitzvahs, right? It's Givaldi, alright? Ageiros, Ger Tzedek, Chashev Rabbanim, they have a L'chaim afterward, and then Tumah the Rebbe gets the phone call and says, did you realize that your new ger married this woman? The whole thing was a ruse. He had to marry this. The girl said he wanted to marry unless he became Jewish. There was no wedding unless he becomes Jewish. What's it in? He was pushed into it. But he did a good job of fooling the rabbis. So if he wouldn't be makabel ol mitzvahs, not a shayla. Right? He was makabel ol mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says, that even though we are not megayer a person who comes for that motivation, the guy comes up front and he says, I'm going to do kol ha-tera kula, nasa v'nishma. Why are you here? Because the only way she'll marry me. The maiden says, sorry, you can't help me. But in this case, b'di'evet, he came. So we paskin, b'di'evet is that the ger is chal. And he is a shomer mitzvahs. So Tosfos says that we paskin, the Gemara says, echod ger royos, echod ger chaloymos, kulam ger and gemurim. And the Gemara says that's how Rav paskins. So Tosfos says, "Heinukishim is gair legamri pachad eroyes." Avol kutim. This is not referring to kutim. And this Gemara, so Rashi says, "Gevre eroyes is a code word." Rashi says. Gave Eroyos, Kegoin Kutim, the Siv, Ayishlach Hashem, Bohem, Sir Eroyos, this guy would give Sivai Hossam, Bugolus, Shoimrang. Gave Echaloimos, the guy has a recurring dream. He does not want to become, he never thought of becoming Jewish, but a recurring dream that you don't become Jewish, terrible is going to happen to you. Mordechai Vester, Rabbim Me'amaris Mesiyadim. They didn't want to become Jewish, but it didn't seem safe not to be Jewish then. Jews were taking over. So how do we paskin? So the Rav paskins Gevre Emes. B'di'evet. Right? So Rashi, that's Gevre Royos. B'di'evet, they're good. Rashi is very difficult. If the everything good, what's the machloekes? Gary M's Gary Reyes. We have a machlokes. Geri emes means good. Geri royes means not good. So now we have a gemara that Amar that Rav Paskin geri royes are good. So Tosfos says our Tosfos. Yeah. So our Tosfos says the Alpha Gam Dumber Saif. Our Gemara says, Kutim Geri Royis, and therefore Shkitas and Psula. Right? That means Geri Royis equals Goy. Equals not good Geris. Right? So Taisha says, the Afal Gav the Umr Besay Perikim Vama is then Geri Royis is good. He says, no. Those were Gavim Gemurim. But the Kutim were not Gavim Gemurim. They always held on to the Avodah Zarah. Now Tejas said, but so who, what's called Geri Emes? No, Geri Emes, Kosover, he holds the Shum Nisgaru Lagamre. Tosin's pshat is the Machlaikis Geri Emes gives the Machlaikis in Jewish history. Or non Jewish history. In many possible. Right? The Machlaikis in history. Right? If you hold Geri, these are the facts. The facts are when you close the Tanakh, Malachim, Beis, Yud Zayin, you have a group of people that came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were scared by the lions, and they did a phony Geirus. They did not do a good Geirus. They are not Geirus Shleimim. The Raya is, the Pasuk says, they feared the Ribbono Shalom, but they served the Avodah Zarah. So the Teshuva says, when you finish the Parsha, a Ger who serves the Avodah Zarah, it's not a ger. Halach is, a non-Jew comes to a basin and says, I'm willing to do Tari Yab Mitzvahs. 6:12. There's one thing I can't do. Came up, you know, many years ago. So a Jew came to a non-Jew in a basin and said, I can do everything except it's filled. Can't fill leather. Kill an animal. Can't do filling. So the shalom amongst the rabbanim is that called chusm. He's not saying I don't believe God commanded tefillin. I believe God commanded tefillin, but we're a good tzaddik in the God. The pashtus is that he's not good. He can't do ger. He can't do ger chusm mitzvah. So if a ger says, "If you get these lines off my back, I'll do everything, but I got to keep my avodah zarah going." He's not a good ger. So Taisha says, he's not a good ger. Ezra, they were not part of the people. They were Shem Reinim. They hung out in Hagriz Marevo. And when Ezra put them in Chayram, Ezra was just saying that they hung on to us. They said, we're doing part of something. We're almost there with you. We're doing a lot of your mitzvahs. Not only everything. So Ezra had to be marking them. And then when the time was down in Mogdan, we tried to destroy them. Because it wasn't a civil war. They were never a good gamer. So Taisha said, but what do we do with eight sugyas? Nine sugyas. Geri Emes, Geri Royes. What do you do with the preponderance of Mishnayos and Geri Emes? Rabbi Kiva, Geri Emes. So Taisha said, no. Rabbi Kiva, Shita was at some point later on, I don't know exactly when. Sometime between Melachim, first base of Mikdash, and Tanoim, they did a good Geirus. It's Machlokes in history. The Geirus, Habib Shmuel holds, I didn't hear this Geirus. Again, it's a very difficult Machlokes. What does that mean? A Machlokes in history. Habib Shmuel holds, we're not missing, no missing pages over here. They never did a good Geirus. And Rabbi Akiva held there was historically some point, not recorded, they did a good Geirus. Machlokes in history. So that's a very difficult shita to sustain. But we also understand the Hechreich of Tosfos says. What's the Hechreich of Tosfos? That the Gemara says in Yevamah is Geri Aroyas is good Geirus. b'di'evet. That's so Taisha says that what is our alternative? Is the machlekes ger? We know ger is a good gerus. We have this machlekes ger is ger emes. So Taisha's gonna know ger arroyos throughout Shas is the kutim, is the story. Ger arroyos, the Gemara and Chav Dalid, is a ger gomer who was afraid of lions. It just was bad editing that Rashi decided to use that phrase ger arroyos when he was not referring to the kutim. Right? Taisha's sheet is a very difficult sheet, but what's the kasha? The kasha is we have a halacha psukah from Rav that gerei arroyos are gerei emes, and that the motivation is not does not get in the way. That becomes overwhelmingly difficult when we get to our sugyas, but Taisha says how you talking that throughout Shas the Gemara never mentions, the Gemara always sustains the Bikima Rishmol and never says what do you mean Rav passing the Bikima. So Taisha says no, Rav's Psak was an Ager Sholem, Ager Gomer with bad motivations. The Gera Royos of Tanakh were never good Gerim. So then Taisha says, but I have a big keeper who says they're gay emes. And then Navi says they're never good gayer. So Taisha says that Sugyan Chav Dalet is a theoretical gayer arroyos, a gayer gone with afraid of lions. The Sugyan Shas is a historical machlokes with the Kutim did gayers a bit bigger. Again, sadly, it's a pretzel to say that. The Gemara gave us his red herring and said the Gera Rice of Rav is not the Gera called in all of Shas. And to say that there was that there's a machlokes about historically when this ever happened. And that's what the Ritva and the Ramban in Kedushin say. Gun is a little bit sharper. At least you can find them on gun. There's one phrase in the gun. Afal gab the ifsiko hilchasab msechta divamis. Echad geshes garlishim isha, olishim shulchan malachim. Echad geroyes halacha kulam gerim hay. Right? We paskin that motivation is a reason to discourage a person becoming a ger, but does not disqualify a gerus that ultimately was a full fledged kabbalist mitzvah. Ekal emer lozer loy savra lo. So when Rabbi Lozer says When Yishmol says Gera Royos, perhaps he is being cholek on that din. That's one possibility. Inami Sovala Shani Kutim Tersiv Es Eloheim Ayu Avdim Vele Nishtaka Shema Vedazarmi Piyem Vele Avedosa Miyadeyim Eulam Ulamanda Omar Geri Emma Sovala Shem Shemaim Nizgayu Ligamre Vahavale Kigesha Chazala Suroi Shuki Yisrael Mishum. Rabban and the Ritva reject Tosus. Ramban says, the time is over here, Ramban says in one place, the Shinizgai Rishub Man the Charshinet. He's, how can Tosva say it was a machlekes of the subsequent event? We don't know the subsequent event. We only know, I detailed for you, as far as I know, every situation where the history of the Gerim, of the Kutim are described. So how you talking? The Chachmei, as far as the Tosfos, we're stuck. We have a good kasha, but you can't make up an event because we're stuck. So the Ramban and the Rashba criticize Tosfos and say we got a different shot. So how do they respond to the kasha that is both bothering Tosfos? They say also, the Gemara says that a gair is for bad motivations, but if it's a good gair, it's gair mei. Ikol ameimar lo yisomolo. Right, the easiest way to learn pshat is that the machlekes is on this nekuda. The machlekes tanoim is a machlekes whether a gair is, that's a full-fledged gair is, but done for inappropriate motivations, is it a valid geirus or not? What Tosus does not want to say, so the Ramban and the Rashba, they do say in the Chorah, that's Shitas Rashi. Because Shitas Rashi, when the Gemara says, Rav's Din, Rabbi Yimim Rav's Din, then geiri arroyas are up there with geirus l'shem isha, l'geirus l'shem lochem. They gave some Mordechai to Esther. So Rashi says, you know those Gerim Royce? There was a Kutim. So Rashi is saying that this is that this Nakuda is the Machlaikas. If one Bidi Evid, if I have Gerus for phony motivation, is that a good Gerus or not? That's the Machlaikas. Now, according to Rashi, Rashba, Ramban. So there was a machlekes tanoim. The machlekes tanoim is best represented in Kiddushin Ayin Hey, can we intermarry with Kutim? The machlekes tanoim comes up in Bava Kama, what's happened to be damaged the other shvarim? Comes up if a Jew could have a fight, what's the din? Most of those sources, the Gemara interprets as Rabbi Akiva's sources. Because that's the way Rav Paskin. Rav Paskin, Gary Emes. So the Gemara says that we'll now explain the Mishnayos consistent with the Pesach Halacha. But what was the Nekudas HaMachlokes? This issue. According to Tosfos, Kulei Alma holds that a Gerus, which is a bona fide Gerus, for bad motivations is chal. End of story. Machlokes of the Kutim, there's no question historically there was not a Gerus Shlema. Machlokes, if there was a subsequent Gerus. Machlokes in history. Rashi, Ramban, Rashba explained on us. There's no piece of history we're missing over here. Would be asked me to be recorded. Tell me what to say. The machlokes of Geri Emes Geri Royes is that it was a Geri Shlem. It's a kasha. What do you do with the pasuk? Pasuk that they served their way to Zohar. Right? Inami kolamemrit lois us lois sovra la. That it was a good Geri Shlem. But how do we paskin about a good geirus for insincere motivations? And since we paskin like Rav, so we point out that would be Kiva's Shita, that they were good geirus. Big kasha, is it a good geirus? Then we're stuck with them. So what's going to happen? How are we going to say? So they say shechita is not a good shechita, like any other movement. So we're going to say that because we found that avodah zarah, what does it do for us? A Jew, we found that avodah zarah by a Jew is a mover, a Jewish. Like another mover. They have to figure that out, right? Can you charge ribbons to a kohen? But it's not like because he's Jewish.
How do we explain the lashon of Rashi, who essentially equates the phrase of Geri Arayos with Geri Emes? He says Geri Arayos are Geri Emes, and
yeah,
these are the Jews.
Mean in Yevamos Chagdal.
Yes, then meaning according to that Rashi, then how does that fit with the machlokas of Rishon and Rabbi Akiva of Geri Arayos versus Geri Emes, if he equates the terms and says that those Geri Arayos are referring to the Kusim?
Right, so Rashi would say that Rav is paskening up that the event of the Geri Arayos, right? The event. There's an event of Geri Arayos. Geri Mshet, Nisgaru Mishun Pachar Arayos. Right, then there's a machlokes whether that Geri was Chal. Those of the Geri was Chal called them Geri Emes. Those of the Geri that kept them called Geri Arayos. Right? Kasha good kasha. That's saying it's also a little bit of a...
Is Rashi picking a side or is he just explaining how Rav?
Rashi is... The halacha of Rashi is going to say it's Geirei MSA. Right? Because he's going to say that was Rav's psak, and that's Rabbi Akiva. He's going to say that, which we're asking is correct, that it's also an unfortunate usage of terms. But he's better to say kutim. That's correct. But let's go one step deeper. What is this machlekes about whether motivation plays a role or not? What's that based on? The person's makabo, he's in Nasa Nishma. And I see now, if you said Nasa Nishma because you're afraid of the thunder and lightning, so that would undermine the Geras.
We did, Artigigas.
Was that?
Artigigas, so we did do that affair, kind of.
Okay, good. It could be that it was different then. Shagazari writes it. That the Geirus of Har Sinai, Geirus of an entire nation is different than the Geirus of an individual. It's also, we'll discuss that a little bit in the context of Kutum as well.
Also,
the
difference between
Har
Sinai and individual being a guy later on, aside from the one person versus the entire nation, is the difference that by Har Sinai, Hashem kind of came to us. So maybe there's more room to say there that the reason, like if the motivation.
So it doesn't play a role.
Yeah.
Okay.
He initiated the process, whereas if you're trying to join later on your own, you need to have wholehearted intentions.
Right. So when Chazal argue as to whether a ger shesgar shelo l'shem gerus is the gerus chal or not, right? So, and that's the machlokes. So either they're arguing as to whether there's an additional din in Hilchos Geirus that Geirus has to come for good reasons, right? We usually say Geirus is Mila for men, Tevila, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? The three requirements of and Bizman and Mekdosh, Korban, bring a Korban, Alf Marcina. So where do you find motivation? So that's the question. So the machlekes could be whether part of Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs means I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. If my Kabbalah's, is that called Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs? I'm doing it because it's a good time for the Jews. Then Mordechai v'Esther. I'm doing it because I live in a Jewish neighborhood. I love the Jewish lifestyle. But my motivation is that I'll be better taken care of. So is that a Kabbalah's, or is Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs have to be, it's the emes. Anything other than it's the emes is not Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs. That's a little bit of a chiddush. That could be the machlokes. That should be the machlokes. So the Gemara says, that's the test of the Ramban, he holds, Geshus Gar Lishum, that's not Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs. The Inami Somar law, another approach could be that when the Navi says, Es Eloheim Oyu Oyvdim, right? Es Elohim Oyu Yireim, Ves Eloheim Oyu Oyvdim, it's not simultaneous. Es Elohim Oyu Yireim, they did a good Geirus, and then they slipped, and they were Nichshal, V'le Nishtakach Shem of Mezermi P'yem, It's a good gerus, but historically they slipped. So again, so Yosef calls that is three mahalchim in the sugya of geri emes geri royes. We have Tosus mahalach that says there is no question that it was not that Bizman by his Rishon the Geirus was not Chal. The Machlokes is, was there some later Geirus? So it's not a Halachadik and Machlokes. It's a Machlokes in history. Very difficult. Why is it difficult? It's like Halachah Metzias. If Rabbi Akiva is sure there was another event, so what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? Yeah, a suffix. At least give a suffix to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm sure. I know there was another Geirus. So Rabbi Shmuel says, I know for sure there wasn't. So Rabbi Shmuel should say, a suffix. And Me'idach. And Rabbi Akiva, you're sure. Rabbi Shmuel sure there was another Geirus. So why don't they just end up agreeing as a suffix? So that's the problem. But that's what you taste of Chulin Gimel. Right? Then we have the second day of the Ramban, that it's a machlokes, historical machlokes, and how to read the last line of Perek Yud Zayin Melachim Beis. A machlokes in Shat the Navi, a machlokes in history, was when the Navi says Ves Elo Heyem, are you Oivdim? Is that simultaneous, or is it subsequent? Was it a good Geirus or not a good Geirus? Also machlokes in history. But at least we get it. Machlokes in Arabic Shat the Navi. But both Tosfos and the second day Ramban, there's no new chiddush in Hilchos Geirus. According to the first day Ramban, the machlokes of Geri Emes, Geri Royos, is whether a full-fledged practical halacha l'maisa geirus, but the motivation is phony, is insincere. Is that a good kabbalas? Is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim? You bite into the whole mitzvah, the whole system, but and because it's emes. Or if I hold this emes, but I buy into it because it's practically good for me, does that undermine the kabbalah? All right, good. So we'll continue the sugya tomorrow. We'll continue the sugya more, but dealing with the Gemara Meral. Maybe not in the kuti issue, but the Yisim Nechas. We'll get back to the kuti issue on third round of the sugya.
How do you pass the halacha l'maisa with if somebody wants to convert for an outside motivation?
Halacha l'maisa also is the door to have the atmosphere open. In other words, we want to leave the building, so the immigration wants to open the door by the door that you can't get out of. The library door. Is that?
At Heights Lounge.
Heights Lounge, yeah, but that's reopened.
Heights
Lounge. Yeah. That was the point. Halacha l'maisa.